I love him. I love him because he first loved me and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him because he first loved me and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. In me. In me, in me, in me, in me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see, another day to being in our right mind, another day with a reasonable portion of health and strength, another day with the use and activity of our limbs, another day that we can seek you, another day that we can praise you, another day that we can honor you, another day we can live for you, another day we can bless your name, another day we can lift you up. God, I want to say thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, God, that today was not a day of promise, but it was a day that you gave to me as a gift. You took me through yesterday, all day yesterday. You kept me from danger, seen and unseen. God, you allowed me to drive from home, even though I had a couple of hours of sleep, go to work, and still make it to church on time for the early service. And then you sustained me all day long, God, and you blessed me. And for that, I am grateful, Lord. I was tired of my body, but God, you didn't let me run off the road. You didn't let me fall asleep. You didn't let me get into an accident, but Lord, you kept me. Lord, you sustained me. Lord, you made a way, God, for me to be able to make it back to church safely, where I was in the house of healing. I was in the house of deliverance. I was amongst the saints, where we were able to come together unified to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. God, I want to say thank you, God, because each of the rounds continue to go higher and higher. And every day that you allow us to see, it's a round that should go higher and higher. To root up out of us, our God, the spirit of complacency, God. Root up out of us, God, the spirit of God, lackadaisicalness, God. Root up out of us, God, the spirit, God, that's unlike you, that does not want to grow. Oh, God, a spirit that just happy and content where they're at, Lord, but give us a hunger and a desire to get more of you every single day. You have a greater anointing, God. You have it waiting for us today. That's all we have to do is ask. We shall receive it. If we seek after you, we'll find it, you, and if we knock on the door, God, you'll be willing to open, but too many of us, God, we're not willing to ask, God, not too many of us, God, are not willing to put in the work and seek after you, too many of us, God, are not willing to knock on the door, God, so that you can open it, Lord, but this morning, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak into the hearts and I speak into the minds of everyone that's telling the sound of my voice. Oh, God, we're chasing after you this day, God. If we did not do it yesterday, it's no worries, because you blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. It says, I have the opportunity to chase after you today. My soul longs for more of you, Lord. I want you to know, God, I need you right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I can't make it in this day without you. Oh, God, so move by your power and fall afresh on me right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and come to more and have your way. Water this thirsty soul. Oh, God, feel, oh, God, the hunger in my soul, God. Bless us even right now, God, is fill our cups till we can't handle no more. More of your anointing, God. More of your presence, God. More of your favor, God. More of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say come no more and have your way. That's why, God, as I began prayer this morning, I had to work my way downstairs from out of the hotel, Lord, into the sanctuary this morning, Lord. We want to sacrifice, or we want to sanctify this house even the more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But as I came down, Lord, I began to think about my late grandmother, Lord. I can't even think of her name right now. She sung the song, I Love Him. I Love Him. That was Lady Yo's mother, God. And grandmother, Lord. And she used to sing that song, I Love Him. And then her mother, Lady Guilford, used to sing that song too. When I used to sing the song, Lord, I used to mock her. You know, I used to laugh because they would howl the song. They would make the song elongate. They would say, I love him. But Lord, the more that she sung the song, God, the more anointing flowed through her lips, God, and filled the house, God, because you felt the passion. You felt the desire. You felt the hunger, God. You felt the contentment, God, in her soul that you were nothing else, that you were everything that she needed and more, God. And so, God, when I began to think about that this morning, Lord, when I got up this morning, I was a little tired of my body, but God, I love you so much. I need you so much. I can't do it without you, Lord. And so, God, I needed you, and that song came into my heart, God, because it was a cry, a plea unto you to let you know that we love you, God. We love you more than anything else in this world, Lord. We love you, God. We'll put you ahead of everything, God. You mean the world to us, Lord. And so we love you, God, because you first loved me, and you loved me so much that you gave your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. I thank you for the sacrifice. I thank you for the blood, God. I thank
thank you that you washed me of my sins. I thank you that you gave me another chance. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so because I thank you, God, I love you with all my heart. God, because I thank you, I love you with all my soul. Lord, because I thank you, God, because you've been so good to me. And so we rise up early in the morning, oh, God, and we show you our love by offering unto you a sacrifice. You showed us your love because you gave. Hallelujah. You gave your only begotten Son. You gave us the blueprint, God, for greatness, Lord. If we give, you said, give and it shall be given back unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's just not finances, Lord, but it's giving of our time. It's not just our time, but it's giving of our talents. It's not just our talents, God. It's giving of our best fruits, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you showed us the way because you loved us. And because you loved us, we declare right now this morning, I love you, God, and I magnify you. I glorify you. I give you all the glory, God. I give you all the honor, Lord. I give you all the praise because you are a wonderful God. Hallelujah. And you're worthy to be praised. Mama Holiday, thank you, Holy Ghost. She used to sing that song before she passed away. Oh, God, then her daughter, Lady Guilford, Mother Guilford, God, came behind her, Lord, and she began to sing that song as well when I came around, God, and it just stirred the hearts of the people of God. Hallelujah. And we need to hold on to those old landmarks, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, our newer generation tries to call it traditions. Oh, God, that seem to be outdated, Lord, but the old landmarks are not just traditions. They are a way of holiness. God, help us to hold on to the way of holiness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says holiness not without which no man shall see you, God. And so, God, if we can't get to you without being holy, God, we need to get ourselves straight and get holiness in our lives, God. And not just a denomination, but God, it has to be a way of life for us, Lord. We can't just say we're a part of the holiness church, but we have to have the holiness walk. We have to have the holiness talk. We have to have the holiness life. Oh, God, so create in us a clean heart, Lord, this morning. Glory to your wonderful name. And renew a right spirit within us that we may worship you. Oh, God, and that we may allow ourselves to be the vessels that you've called for us to be in this last and evil day. Oh, God, there is a way that seemeth right unto man. Oh, God, but it leads to destruction, God. Many of us, oh, God, today are going the way that seems right, Lord, but holiness or hell is still right, God. It's either holiness or it's hell. There's no way you can get to God without being holy. So make us holy and acceptable, Lord, today. That's the least that we can do, and run this race for you, God. Lay aside the sins and the weight that easily beset us, God, and run the race of holiness, run the race of righteousness, run the race, oh God, of stability, oh God, and steadfastness. That's what I'm looking for. Consistency, Lord, faithfulness, Lord. Help us to run the race, oh God, with patience that you have set before us, because there is a higher calling, there is a greater anointing. There is more for us today. And so, God, let your spirit fall afresh on us now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. And allow our praises and allow this time of prayer, not only, God, to invite your spirit into this sanctuary where we're at right now, God, so that as we come together later on this afternoon for our early session, oh, God, let your anointing fall afresh and hit every single one that walks through the door. But you're such a great big God, Lord, that not only are you here, oh, God, but you're back up in Woodbridge in the Dumfries area. And not only are you back in the Dumfries area, God, you're in Washington, D.C., God. You're in Milwaukee, Lord. You're in Memphis, Lord. You're in Texas. Oh, God, you're in Africa, Lord. You're in Israel, God. You are everywhere that your people call on you and invite you in. And I thank you, God, that we can come together in corporate worship and in corporate prayer on this phone line to magnify the God of our salvation. So, God, I beg of you that you would honor our prayers this morning. Honor our sacrifice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and anoint afresh where we are at right now. Let your glory come in and shift the atmosphere of where we're at and where we're heading right now, because we decided to pray this morning. We decided to get ourselves up and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise early in the morning while you may yet be sound. Honor our commitment to you, God. Honor our faithfulness to you, God. And bless us until we won't have enough room to receive it. Oh, God, give us a greater anointing. Draw us nearer to thee, God. Hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, and that we may grow stronger in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shift the atmosphere even now as we say yes to your will and so we say yes to your way. That does not mean that obstacles will be removed out of our way. That doesn't mean that the weapons formed against us won't be formed. But, God, they won't prosper. They won't get the victory. I may be troubled on every hand, but the writer said, yet I am not perplexed, God. And again, cast down, but not forsaken, God. There's another one of glory, but he showed us that, God, no matter what state that I find myself in, I'm happy, God, because I'm with Jesus. I'm not just satisfied, and I'm just going to stop here and not move. But, Lord, I continue to press towards you, and whatever you give me, whatever doors you open, however you bless me, God, I'll be satisfied, because I know that as long as I continue to march forward towards you, God, you'll grant me the desires of my heart. You'll give me everything that I need and more, and you'll keep on blessing me over and over again. And because as long as I'm moving forward, God, that means that I am growing. And I want to grow stronger in you today. That I won't allow anything to separate me from your love. I won't let tribulations. I won't let confusion. I won't let frustration. I won't let anger. I won't let principalities. I won't let anything cause me to be separated from the love of God today, because I need your glory. I need your anointing. I need your power. I need more of you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit upon us today, God. In these last and evil days, God, you said you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions. Pour out your spirit upon us even now, God, where we are praying at. You are a God that comes right where we are at. And you come when we need you, and you come always right on time. We always can expect immediate results from you when you show up in the room and you show up in the place, God, to flex your glory and to flex your power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not asking to be run up out of our trials and our tribulations, oh God, because they work in patience, God. Oh, they work, oh God, experience, Lord. They help us to grow stronger in you, Lord. They grow our faith, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so if we're in a situation right now, God, we ask that you don't take your spirit away from us, but that you promise according to your word that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. And so with that notice, God, that you won't ever leave me nor ever forsake me, God, I know that I'm going to make it too, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And victory is mine, God, because victory belongs to you. And you're not going to allow me to fail. And so, God, if I'm in a situation that's hard, oh, God, take your people through right now, God, so that our faith will be renewed and our faith will be encouraged and our faith will grow in you, God, so that the next challenge we come that comes our way, it'll be even bigger, God, but it still won't matter because our God is greater than any problem that tries to come our way. Show us immediately, God, that you are there. That's what we need. And so show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty on our behalf in every area of our lives. We love you, God, because you first loved me. And, God, you loved me by purchasing my salvation. And I belong to you. And since I belong to you, God, there's no good thing that you would withhold from me because I'm your child. Remind me that today, God, that I belong to you. And so sanctify us the more. Continue to grow into us the more. Continue to breathe life into us the more. And continue to give us the desire to pray. For men ought to always pray and not faint. And not faint and not faint and not give up hope. We pray. God, at Praise Center, we pray consistently, God, and we pray faithfully, God, because prayer still changes things. So still honor our prayer lives, Lord, as we honor you.
And we thank you, God, for all things that you're doing. And we thank you for all the things that you have done well. Now, God, I forgot a couple of times this week, but I didn't forget. I've been praying for the young man's family, Lord, but I need to call it out into this time of prayer so that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous will avail much in his life as well, and to get some additional prayer warriors praying. I pray this morning for Brother Dominic Gardner, my coworker at work, who has taken out time to join us in prayer some of these early mornings. He lost a loved one in his family, and I pray that you would be the God of comfort, the God of strength, the God of refreshing, the God of renewal in the life of that young man and in his family as they celebrate the life of their loved one, God. Thank you, God, that even when death comes about, it also gives us an opportunity to get brand new life. And so for those that are still remaining, God, we pray that they would know you in the power, know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, that they will know you as their Lord and Savior so that they will go to heaven when they day comes, and all of us will die one day. So I pray that you would encourage him, that you would strengthen him, that you would bless him and lift him up, Lord, so that he can be an encouragement to the family, to those that may not know you in the power pardon of their sins, that he may have the boldness to share Jesus with those that don't believe. And so allow this loss to be a gain in his life and the lives of those that remain. And then bless us this day. Take us to our different destinations safely, and then bring us back to this appointed place of time of prayer next Tuesday at 7 a.m., God. And we'll give you glory, and we'll give you honor, and we will give you the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.